None but the hungry heart. 5:16. Selfless service. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians 1 verse 11. It is easy to just let George do it, but it is so unrewarding. There is a Christ-honouring ministry of being and sharing awaiting each believer, and the secret is to let Christ do it. Our Father has a different line of things for everyone, and each of us has been sent into the world for some special mission. It is not a question whether it is great or small. It may only be a flower to shed fragrance, though this is really the greatest of all. There is no higher service than moral influence, thy whole body full of light, and this of all the highest moral order is within the compass of all. Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. A mark of the true servant is that he is consciously nothing. John could speak of himself as only a voice, and a greater than John was consciously less than the least of all saints. The moment we think ourselves to be anything, we are out of the servant's true position and spirit. There is a beautiful contrast between John's account of himself and the Lord's description of him. The more worthy we are of the Lord's commendation, the less do we think of ourselves. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2 verse 10.